Alright. Hey, it's Shannon. This is the Toncast, and I have a very special end of the year guest, Todd Robert Anderson.
Oh, hi, Shannon.
Thanks for swinging by at the end of the decade.
I heard this is the very last podcast of 2019.
It's a very last podcast of the decade and 2019.
Of all the podcast, this is going to be the very last podcast.
That's right. No more ever are allowed to happen after we're done today.
And I know a lot of people like to listen to the last podcast of the year for the last hour of the year leading up to midnight. So,
well, I'm going to have it play on a loop from 11 p.m. until midnight.
I think that's a good call.
But I have to do it according to time zones. So it's going to be, you know.
You just play it all night.
Just play it all night.
On a loop. Yeah, that's a great idea. So, yeah, so this is historic, I guess, so I'm super happy to be here.
Well, great. Glad you could make it.
It's a weird time to be recording a podcast. It's this in-between time of Christmas and New Year's. It always feels weird.
I know. I got back into town Saturday night, and yesterday I was like, wait, is today Monday or is it Sunday? You know, it's kind of like...
Yeah, it's weird.
What day of the week is it? What's going on?
Although we did have a reminder that it is still 2019 the other day. Because this year, Steve, our mutual friend Steve Skelton, thinks that we have like a poltergeist, but he's just kind of incompetent.
Wait, he thinks...
House is haunted by something, but it's kind of a shitty ghost because it just messes with homeowner stuff. Like, screws up my pipes and makes washing machines break.
Really?
Which is more of a gremlin, it seems like.
Yeah, but that's like, are a little bit more diabolical.
That's the way the whole year's been going. Unforeseen, huge expenses for shit breaking. And yesterday, and I kind of thought it was over. I was like, oh, I'm just going to enjoy the holidays, put this year behind us sort of thing. And then Hill's up in the shower, and one of the glass doors on the shower just blows up.
Oh, no. Did she get hurt?
Which is, she got a few cuts. It's tempered glass, luckily, so it was just like little scrapes.
Oh, wow.
But the crazy thing is that's the second time that's happened this year.
Maybe you do have a poltergeist. Maybe you have a gremlin and a poltergeist. Yeah. That seems like a poltergeisty thing to do.
There's two like hanging doors on the shower, and there was the other one that blew up. And when that blew up, I was up there in shorts. Luckily, I still had shoes on, but I was just, the towel rack was wonky, and I tried to move it, and the thing just blew up in my face. I just was trying to put it up in its right spot, and it blew up.
So your house is a lemon. You bought a lemon.
It feels that way, yeah. Feels that way. So I mean, I've already given up on the home warranty because every time I called, it wasn't covered. I was like, why am I paying for this? Yeah. It's such a ripoff. Yeah. They don't do anything.
I know.
Bunch of assholes.
Like earthquake insurance and stuff. There are all these loopholes.
Yeah.
So if it's an act of God...
Well, earthquake insurance is just expensive.
That's really expensive, yeah.
But they don't... They require it now in a lot of cases.
Oh, you know what? I'm getting it confused with... Yeah, I know it's really expensive, and yeah, they're requiring it in a lot of places. But, insurance for, like, mudslides
and
fires and stuff like that. It's like, they're like, oh, no, it's an act of God. You can't do it. And I'm like, really?
Well, out here, too, we're required to have fire insurance. Mm. It's, like, part of it.
Is it really expensive?
No, that's not, it's like the most expensive add-on is, and there's what's required by the county and the state, but then also what's required by your bank. And that's where, like, out here, when we moved here, they're like, no, you gotta have earthquake insurance. or we won't give you a mortgage. Oh, okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
So it's
bent over that way.
Yeah. So, but the other ones that are more, and I think maybe that's why it's expensive, because it's totally optional. It's not like, it's like outside of the actual law.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why it's so damn expensive. I don't know. But it really is. But yeah, fire is not that bad. I don't think.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's hope you never have to use it.
Yeah, I don't want to use any of it. And I don't like paying for it. It's not a, it's all around unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, yeah, I don't, there's a lot about being a homeowner that I just don't like.
I just rent. I'm not in a position to own a home. Every once in a while I'm like, oh, that could be kind of cool. But then something like with you, you've got a poltergeist and a gremlin.
Yeah.
And
it's like, unexpected. I mean, to get like, and poor Hill, that she had to experience that the other day. And I know exactly what it was like because it happened to me, but I was completely by myself. Like, we were just walking in the door from the grocery store and she's like, tell Dad to get up here. And I was like, ah, what's happening? But I know, like, it's a huge noise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just see the glass disintegrating all around you. And, like, in my case, it was the outer door. So it all came out, and I was, like, ankle deep in little balls of glass. Luckily, with Hill, most of it went into the tub.
What? I mean, with the exception of the poltergeist, is there another explanation for that happening?
Well, I asked that guy, the guy who replaced the other one that we had replaced, which now we have to do that again. Just bananas to me. It's just bananas. But anyway, he just said it's just sometimes glass gets old. And I was like, but I get that. It's old and brittle. But should it really be doing that? Is there some other sign that we can get before it explodes in our faces to know it should be replaced?
Yeah.
He's like, no. It's like, well, what the hell?
God, it's a good thing it was tempered glass. I went to high school with a guy who slipped and fell in the shower, and he fell through the glass door, but it wasn't tempered, and it totally jacked.
Oh,
he was
Jesus.
In a wheelchair months.
Yeah.
Months. And it was, I mean, so it's nice to hear that things have tempered glass now instead of...
Yeah,
because if that would have happened to him, he would have been probably just cut up a bit, but not.
It does like give it does give me more respect for stuntmen who jump through movie glass.
Uh huh.
Because that stuff will still cut you up.
Yeah, yeah.
It just it won't kill you. So.
Yeah, this kid got lucky just because of where the shards of glass hit him. It didn't hit like a major artery, but he was really fucked up for. I'd say a good, like, 6 months.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can die on jagged glass. Yeah, if it cuts an artery, Jesus.
Yeah, so.
Jesus, yeah. Yeah, my mother-in-law almost killed herself putting her foot through a window inadvertently.
Jesus.
Yeah, you gotta, yeah. And if it's old glass and it's jagged, good Lord.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's not like in the movies. They always break glass. It's no biggie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they just take a t-shirt and knock out the other parts. It's it's no problem.
Yep.
And that's just not how it is.
No, it's not.
I think that's a lie.
I think it is, too.
I don't think you can casually walk away from an explosion. I think there's a lot of misrepresentations in cinema.
Well, maybe we should go explode, you know.
Blow some shit up
and then
see. Sure.
But let's like get some other people. We'll be like conducting the experiment, and we'll have other people walk away from it.
This is Simi Valley. I'll bet there's a club already doing that.
It probably is.
We can probably just join a club and watch them blow each other up.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need something to do in the new year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 2020. That's the only problem with 2019 coming to an end. This is just going to trip right into 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a downer about this upcoming year, but I don't see it being smooth.
I don't either, and I'm glad you said that because it makes me feel not so alone in that thought.
Right, right.
I've been seeing some people posting things, you know, like, it's time to reflect. Fuck off. Reflect this. I mean, and I have a friend who he posts. I mean, He's one of those people that I'm actually genuinely surprised that he doesn't write one of those end of the year Christmas letters. I'd say his Facebook posts are cutting it pretty close.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they're not quite as bad, but they're pretty close. And I'm just like, dude, what are you doing? Are you trying to get people to sympathize with you? Are you trying to get attention?
Right.
Are you trying, you know, reflect. And then he'll like throw in things like, you know, just remember God. And he's not even religious, but he'll like say something like, you know, I always remember my parents telling me that God has a plan and I just have to believe that. Well, God's plans really suck.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I'm sorry, but I only know a few people where God seems to be giving them a good plan.
Right. Joel Osteen. But, you know, I'm not getting his yacht yet.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, if there's this God who will bless me with financial stuff for being his friend or whatever, cool. Send me Joel Osteen's yacht. But yeah. I have not gotten it.
Well, if you get it.
If I get it, then I'll believe in God.
Yeah, and then I'll get on the boat and believe in God, too.
And we'll both believe in God.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
We'll traverse Texas floodwaters in our new yacht.
I'm down.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
Yeah, 2020!
It's the year we get Joel Osteen's yacht. Boy, we'd have some fun with that thing. I'd have to stock up on Dramamine, though. I get seasick.
You know what? You get the... I'll pick up the Dramamine.
Okay, cool. All right.
I'll order it on Amazon Prime.
I mean, I can't get the yacht. God's got to get the yacht for me. That's how this works.
Well...
Or, like, he has to speak through Joel himself, and Joel can just come over with the yacht and mm-hmm. give me the title or the deed or whatever you... What is a boat thing called? Is it a title or a deed? Like,
is it...
In a car, it's a title, right?
The house, it's a deed, isn't it?
It's a deed. But what's a boat?
Let me look that up.
A boat's probably... I guess if it's a vehicle, it's probably a title. I don't know.
I'm just going to look it up.
Yeah, look that up.
Let's see.
Did you see any of the big holiday releases?
No, I did not.
I haven't gone to the movies.
I haven't.
At all.
What's the last movie I saw?
I think the last movie I saw was Midway.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I saw that. What did you think?
I liked it.
Yeah, there was a good action in it.
Yeah, it's super corny.
Oh, yeah.
And it really sweeps a lot of negative things about the United States under the rug. It's a very old-fashioned, like, rah-rah America war movie.
Oh, wait, hold on a minute.
Uh-huh.
Deed versus title. It's a little confusing.
Oh, no.
Title is the legal way of saying you own a right to something. For real estate purposes, title refers to the ownership of the property, meaning that you have the rights to use that property. Deeds, on the other hand, are actually the legal documents that transfer title from one person to another.
Oh, so I need the deed.
You need the deed.
And the title.
And the title, yeah.
Okay, so Joel Osteen... Come by with the deed and the title for your yacht, give it to me, and then boom, you've got a convert.
But here it looks like, as I'm scrolling down, people refer to it more as a title of a, like,
of a
title
boat. Of a boat. Yeah,
you just need to get the fucking boat.
Yeah, just give me the boat and all whatever paperwork comes with it. It's not a big goddamn deal. But anyway, Midway.
Yeah, Midway.
I liked it. I mean, I would say it's like... kind of old-fashioned in its storytelling and therefore somewhat silly at times. And I would call the performances very spotty. Some of them are good. Some of them are not. But it you're right, the battle sequences.
Yeah, the battle sequences.
Are cool.
And it was cool seeing how... Like, first of all, the Japanese... Wow. Who designed their uniforms?
I know.
Like, they were spiffy.
They were.
They were spiffy.
They didn't mess around.
They looked sharp. And then when, you know, they'd be on their boat and they'd be, you know, looking up to see where the American planes were,
mm-hmm.
there was, like, one designated dude who had that, like, a baton. And he would just point.
Yeah.
And then gunmen would go, and shoot. Whereas the Americans are like, over there, there. But they had, like, a designated person. He was, like, the gun baton dude.
Fascists are really good at that shit.
And they dress very stylishly.
They do. They do.
And I was like,
impeccably dressed. Yeah, the fascists. That's, I guess those are positive things about
fascists. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're well dressed.
I guess at this time of the year, you got to open your mind. No, you don't. They're fascists. Fuck them. Yeah. I mean, they're not anymore, but they were back then. The ones who lived here weren't, and we locked them up in camps anyway. So, you know, there's a little bit of fascist in all of us, I guess. It's a strange world that we live in. So how was your Christmas day?
Well, first of all, I get to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I got there on the 22nd. There was no snow. I was so happy. I was like, yes, a brown Christmas. There's no snow. The day after Christmas, it was 60 degrees there and 56 here.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you know what? Right now, I'm okay with climate change. Yeah, the weather, it was awesome. I mean, there was no snow. It was in the upper 40s. I think Christmas Day, it was like 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day after, it was 60. Mm-hmm. The day I picked up my rental car and I was cruising around, I had my coat on and a hoodie and like a long sleeve, like a long john shirt.
Thermals?
Thermals, yeah. A thin thermal shirt. I'm in the car, I'm like, wow, it's hot. I don't need the heat on. Turn the heat off. Oh, I could roll the windows down a little bit. It was great. The weather was stupendous.
Well, that's
awesome.
I was
thrilled. Yeah. It was the first time that I didn't use, usually, because my mom likes to keep... You'd think she grew up in the Depression because she, ever since I was a little kid, in the wintertime, she'd like turn the thermostat down real low and then I would sneak downstairs and turn it up. So my sleep on a Murphy bed there at my parents' place, and my dad has an electric blanket on it, and usually I crank that thing up the highest because it has, I guess it's like, has like a built-in protector, you know, so it doesn't get too hot or catch on fire.
Right.
And usually, in the middle of the night, I'm like, is this blanket still on? And it's turned off or whatever. This time around, and then I'm like, oh, I turned it on. This time around, I was like, had it on like 4. Mm-hmm. Goes up to 9. Usually I have it up at 9. And I'm like, whoa, this 4 is getting a little steamy. And I'm too young to be going through menopause. I'm just going to turn that off. Oh, yeah, it was lovely. It was great. No snow. 60 degrees. December 26th.
Wow.
Michigan.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. It was cold here.
I know it was cold here. And it feels colder here because my apartment isn't insulated because it's Los Angeles.
Right, right.
So my apartment is colder than, you know, if I'm at my parents' house and there's no heat on.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
How was your Christmas?
It was fine. We didn't leave the house.
That's
nice.
Didn't
do much of anything. We had a, we had the morning presents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Messed around with that crap. And then the in-laws came over.
Messed around with that crap.
Then we exchanged gifts, messed around with that crap. And then we had a bagel brunch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then, did you have like lox and schmear?
Uh-huh, all that. Yeah. And sliced tomato and, yeah.
Capers.
You know, fruit salad. Yeah, all that deliciousness. And then we watched a movie, some Christmas movie. Can't remember which one it was. I've seen so many. And then they bailed, and we just hung out, and then we wound up ordering Chinese food for dinner.
Nice. That's a big thing, Chinese food on Christmas.
Yeah, it
Christmas
is. It's
Day
like
dinner. It's a thing.
It's a thing, yeah. Well, and, you know, we did the Thanksgiving thing, so we didn't want to do, like, a ham dinner and all that.
That Thanksgiving feast was great.
I was,
by the way.
Thank you. I was thinking about making something, like a meatloaf or something on Christmas night, but at that point, I was like, you know, I'm just going to order Chinese food.
And Chinese food on Christmas is a thing.
Yeah, it's like it's Christmas Story, right?
Yes, I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I mean, yeah, at the end, because the dogs get the turkey, they go out for
They go out for Chinese.
Chinese.
But it is a thing, because I've never heard somebody say, yeah, on Christmas we had Mediterranean. Or, you know. We went and had some sushi or we had some Thai or no, it's always Chinese.
Well, and that's true, but I think it's like traditionally Chinese restaurants would stay open on Christmas Day when most others don't.
Yeah, I think
so. And then I think a lot of people who aren't Christian and don't celebrate Christmas are like, what are we gonna do? Let's go out for Chinese food. You know what I mean?
And that makes sense. I seem to remember like being in high school seeing, because for one thing, in Michigan, there's a law, a statewide law, that from 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve until noon on December 26th, the state is dry.
Mm-hmm.
So at like 4:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve, you can go to any grocery store and just like walk down the booze aisles. It's just packed because people are just stocking up.
Yeah.
You'd think that it was the end of the world.
I know.
You know, I'm like, it's only 48 hours. But then seeing them do it made me, okay, maybe I will get some extra bottles of wine or
whatever.
That
was something that would happen in Massachusetts on Saturday nights back when they had those harder blue laws and there was no liquor stores open on Sunday. Mm-hmm. All the drunks would be out at like 1:30 in the morning buying up all this beer and crap for the next day.
But I remember seeing, and so, you know, everything is closed on Christmas Day except like the movie theaters. Movie theaters in Grand Rapids. But I do remember seeing Chinese food, some Chinese food places. Their little neon light saying open. So, it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's got to be why. Although there are more and more places that are open on Christmas. But a lot of the places around here were not, you know. I thought maybe the Junkyard Cafe would stay open for Christmas, but they didn't.
Last year was my first year spending Thanksgiving here in a very long time, and I was shocked as to how many restaurants were closed. I thought it was great that they gave their employees the day off, but I was like, really, in L.A.? Like, it was hard. My friend and I had a hard time finding a place to go get lunch, and we weren't looking for a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
We just were looking for a place to get something to eat.
Yeah, anywhere.
So I was like, well, you know, if I had known, I would have planned a little better, but I think it's great that people have the day off, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that was that happened to me my first Thanksgiving in LA. Me and Andy Barth were like, well, what are we gonna do? Because we weren't, you know, because we just got here, so we're not gonna fly back.
Right.
I'm broke anyway, can't do that. So we're like, well, let's go out to Malibu and eat there for Thanksgiving. And
that sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, and we were living in the valley, so we drove out to Malibu. We didn't call anybody because we're idiots, but we just drove PCH to every restaurant,
and everything
was shut down. And so we drove back down the PCH and wound up driving and like just looking anywhere. We were driving all over the place, and we weren't even sure where we were when we finally found this place. I think it was called the Carriage Inn or something like that. It's like not too far from LAX, really, I think. But we didn't even know where it was. It was just the place that was open. And it was a pub, but it family-style dining. So we had an actual turkey dinner.
Wow, after all that.
After driving all day. We had one.
I bet you had quite the appetite at that point.
We sure did. We were real happy. It was real nice. We got a booth and a cranky waitress, and it was like being back in New York.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. Yeah. It was good.
That is good. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
So I never made that mistake again. But I feel like Chinese places are always open.
Yeah.
Even on Thanksgiving.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I like Chinese food, so.
Yeah, it's all right. It's super sugary.
Sugary?
Yeah, American Chinese food there's a lot of sugar.
That's true. Yeah, this is true.
It is good.
Yeah. But I am picky about Chinese food. You know, I won't just go to, you know, I want Chinese food. I'm going to run over to Panda Express, you know.
Oh, right. You're not going to get the fast
food. Yeah, the fast Chinese food. Sure. Foods. Yeah, so.
Yeah, we don't either. We get it from like the kind of family style places.
Yeah.
Yeah. That deliver. No, I wouldn't get Panda Express.
Mm-mm.
I went in there once.
Or what is it? What's the other one? I think it's supposed to be Japanese.
I don't know.
Whatever. But anyway.
Yoshimura,
that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. When, what's that, like noodles or something?
It's some noodles and a lot of rice. It's gross. It's
gross. We were trying to find a ramen place around here, but it doesn't seem like there's any.
Oh, I love ramen. Last winter, ramen was my jam. I tried to go to a different ramen place, like, whenever I had a chance. And I did the whole Dine LA. Do you know about that? The Dine LA thing?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. So, it's from January 17th until January 31st. It's Dine LA. It's 2 weeks where a whole bunch of different restaurants, all types of different cuisines, they have, like, a pre-fixed menu for lunch
mm-hmm.
and or dinner.
Oh, I see.
So, what I do is I'll pick out like some restaurants I've always wanted to go to, but they're too expensive and I can't afford it. And so I go mm-hmm. when it's Dine LA. So last year I was like, ramen, that's what I'm going to do, Dine LA. So I went to like 4 different ramen places.
Mm-hmm.
I gained like 10 pounds, but whatever. Also, I love Italian food, did that too. But you can get these like
right.
great meals that are normally really expensive for like $20.
Right.
Like two or three courses.
Right.
And so, yeah, I got really into ramen. So you were looking for ramen around here?
Yeah, just in Simi. I mean, there's ramen places in the valley and in Thousand Oaks. There's a lot of sushi places here that'll have like a noodle soup.
That's not ramen.
Which isn't really ramen, but that's it. There's no like ramen place. Like we went to little Tokyo.
Oh, yeah, downtown.
To one of those ramen places around there.
Mm-hmm.
Just this one that was recommended by some, not Yelp, but like some thing about LA restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
It's like cash only, you know, but it was really good.
Nice.
It was really good. So ever since then, we've gone to ramen places.
Yeah,
Because I associate ramen with that stuff you get at the grocery store that's like 25 cents for a package.
Right. You put in a microwave and...
Yeah, and it's like really salty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I actually like that, but it's not good for you at all.
No. It's like a liquid Big Mac.
Yeah, it is.
Basically.
A liquid Big Mac.
But you should check Dine LA out. Just,
Yeah, that website. Sounds cool.
And they do it for 2 weeks in the summertime as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
So I've learned so many things this break. Like you can package up Amazon boxes with stuff and send it to charities and they pay for the postage.
I did not know that until...
I don't think it's Amazon that does it, but it's some charity group that does it.
Yeah, no, Amazon doesn't do it because if you order things through smile.amazon.com
mm-hmm.
instead of just amazon.com, you can pick a charity.
Yeah, yeah, we do that.
I do that, and then have you ever hit the option to see how much has gone from your purchases?
No.
It's nothing.
Yeah, of course.
It's like 40 cents after you've ordered like 20 things. I mean, it's nothing.
That's lame.
And then they're like, look how much, you know, you've donated, and look how much, you know, Amazon has. And I'm like, huh?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, it's, but, you know, I still do it.
Yeah.
But it's...
And
Bezos doesn't, you know, Amazon doesn't pay.
Can the Smile charity be for your underpaid workers, Amazon? Can we do that?
No. And can, it, I don't know, you start paying taxes, Amazon? No. Can you, I don't know, reinstate your Whole Foods workers' health insurance?
No. So what are your favorite, what are your movies, holiday movies that you watch annually? Are there any?
No. What I usually do, and I didn't do it this year though, but what usually happens is the day after Christmas, my cousins and my uncle and I will go to whatever usually it's a Star Wars movie.
Oh,
that
sure,
opens,
yeah.
And if it's not a Star Wars movie, that whatever, it's a big opening. But we didn't do that this year because my cousin, who usually wrangles us, he just got married, and so he spent Christmas, well, no, actually, he spent Christmas at his in-laws, but that day, the 26th, he and his new wife were going on their leaving for their honeymoon.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's the one who usually wrangles. And so I was like, okay, if this happens, I'm going to have to be in charge.
Right, yeah.
So I would have gone to see the new Star Wars movie, but I didn't want...
But you didn't.
I didn't want the responsibility.
Right. But there's no, like... Scrooged or Christmas Vacation or an old Christmas Carol.
We talked about Scrooged over the holidays, but no.
You discussed it.
We it came up, yeah.
Yeah, it came.
And my cousin was wearing it's from Christmas Vacation, the Margot sweater.
Oh. What does it say? I don't know Margot.
I don't know Margot.
Uh-huh.
And his girlfriend was wearing the other sweater. I forget. She didn't have it on. I guess she had it on before I got there. Whatever.
Yeah, it's something Todd. I don't know.
Something, yeah. But that was as close as it got. What about you?
Well, there's so many, but we didn't get to a lot of them. Literally watched the first Harold and Kumar so I could watch the Christmas one, and I never got around to it.
Oh, Harold and Kumar was good.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I also, though, I mean, I'm just with my parents on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So... I don't really want to be watching a movie with them.
Right, right.
And it would interrupt my dad's Fox News time.
Yeah.
Although he did say, this gave me a little... Now I do understand that I'm his kid, because he was like, hey, say, Shannon, have you ever seen any of the John Wick movies? And I'm like, yeah, I love John Wick movies. I love John Wick. I love Keanu Reeves. Why? And he goes... Well, I broke down and finally rented John Wick 3 instead of waiting for it to come out. It's so great. And I'm like, okay, good, at least.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's nice when you can find a common ground, which is, I think, you know, something that sports does for a lot of people.
That's true.
But I don't have that, so it's usually movies for me. Sometimes TV, but mostly movies.
Yeah.
Music.
Music, yeah. If I had a bigger... If I had siblings that I knew about... I would probably do something like on Christmas Day, you know, watch a holiday movie or something. But since it's just me, I've been watching Succession.
Oh, yeah. People love that show.
It's so good. Skelton turned me on to it, and I'm really into it. I highly recommend it.
Is that, what is that, Showtime or HBO or something?
I think it's HBO.
HBO. HBO, ever, like,
or
drives
maybe
me nuts.
Showtime.
Like, people, like, it'll stack
no,
up.
I think it's HBO.
People keep telling me, you got to see these HBO shows. And I do kind of want to see them, but then I'll subscribe and pay all that damn money.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I'll be like, oh, that's not that great, and this isn't that great. And then all those things that were great will disappear, and then I'll still have HBO, and I'll be like, why am I paying for this? And then I get rid of it again, and everybody's like, oh, you got to watch this now.
It is on HBO. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Like Watchmen, too. People are telling me to watch that.
I started Watchmen, and I fell behind. I have to restart. I think I stopped watching it after the middle of episode 2, not because I wasn't enjoying it. I absolutely was, but then there were other shows that I needed to finish.
Yeah.
So I have to go back and start that over.
I have left so many series unfinished. I've never seen it's not that I didn't like the show, it's just I never got around to it. It was like the last season of Bates Motel.
Happened to me too.
I never watched it.
I watched...
Like, I can have access to it now, but it's like...
Yeah, I watched the first couple of seasons, and then I stopped watching it because other shows that I'd been watching prior to that, their seasons came back, and then mm-hmm. I forgot about it, and then it got canceled.
Right.
So, and that happens a lot. I have a whole list of shows that I need to cull because there are a bunch of them I haven't started, but they've been canceled. So it's like,
right.
Why bother?
Well, and the other thing, too, it's like people were like, hey, Game of Thrones, you got to watch Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is amazing. And then by the end, it was like, Game of Thrones is the worst piece of garbage. So, you know, I don't feel...
The last season was very disappointing.
I don't feel bad about being left on that deserted island.
Well, the... I got that reference. Yeah, I was disappointed with the last season because clearly the creators, they wanted to jump onto their Star Wars mm-hmm. thing, which now they're not doing. And they wanted to just get it over with, and they rushed through it, and they shouldn't have. They should have taken their time, and
they should have left it alone for a couple of years and let the author catch up,
or not had it be such a short season. I mean, the season was very rushed.
Right.
They should have taken their time, and I mean, I think it's ridiculous that people were like, I'm signing a petition saying that they should reshoot the entire thing and do it over. Fuck off. Like, fuck you, idiots. But it was too short. They tried to pack too much. You know, they could have done it much better, and they were just being selfish.
Right.
That's what they're, and they're entitled to do that. But then they, you know, they wussed out. They canceled their Comic-Con event because mm-hmm. so many fans were mad at them. It's like, well, you know what? Fucking man up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, if you say in print that you don't care what people think or that it was part of your plan, well then, you know,
yeah, show
walk
up.
The walk.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're not doing Star Wars, and I don't care. I wasn't mad about Game of Thrones. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I would recommend watching it, but with the caveat that you'll be disappointed with the last
season.
The
end's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I already got burnt by Lost, you know, which I think went off the rails way before Game of Thrones.
I think it went off the rails during season 4.
Well, yeah, I don't really remember, because I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I did too.
But I know, like, there was at least two, maybe two and a half seasons where I was like, why am I still watching this?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so I could see where the fuck it was going.
Yeah.
And when it went to where it was going, I couldn't have been more livid.
I didn't have that. I did not have that kind of reaction. Ugh. I know a lot of people did. I wasn't...
Made me mad.
So many people felt that way. I was not... I was disappointed and I was annoyed when it went off the rails and whatever, but I did not have a strong reaction about it.
I was
just kind of like, oh, really?
Right.
Whereas, like, I was a big Sons of Anarchy fan.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that was season 4 when it went off the rails, or season 3, but there was a whole season there.
Right.
That was just like, what? Why?
Right.
Why? Kurt Sutter, if you get a new deal after the FX debacle, I'm available for work. But it was like, I was like, what? Why are you doing this with this season? Like, what the fuck? Is this a different show? But I was like, and I felt that way about Sons of Anarchy that you did. Like, why am I still watching this? But I was like, I gotta see where it's going. And Charlie Hunnam's easy on the eyes.
I like Sons of Anarchy. The only reason I stopped watching it was just because we moved. And then I just didn't go back to it.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, you move and like, it up. There's, like, an upheaval.
Yeah.
And your system of getting stuff changes, and you lose stuff, and you know, and then it's like, eh.
Well, I'm talking specifically about the season that they went to Ireland.
And oh, right.
That's one where
right.
I was like, what?
See, I never got there, so yeah. I never, yeah. But, you know, I've weathered some pretty crazy stuff. I mean, the Duke Cousins for a whole season.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I watched that whole thing with whatever it was, Coy and Vance.
Mm-hmm. Coy and Vance? Who names their kids Coy and Vance?
I don't know.
I mean, what kind of asshole names their son Coy?
I don't know.
Hey, Coy.
Someone who still has a Confederate flag on his orange car.
But if you're a hipster, you name it Coy like the fish, K-O-I.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's nature, man. Coy. I know a guy who's got a pond that's got like 100 koi in it.
Damn, should grill those bitches up.
I just, koi are worth so much money. Like,
how? Yeah, I think it's a status thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that, it's like, I was like, I want this to be a heist movie. Like, people stake this place out and they break in and like steal all the koi. In, like, tanks or something?
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
Because you know that, like, I can just see, like, the mayhem that would ensue, like people with their nets, you know, it's like an with a handle and it yeah. gets out. And somebody said, I'll put on these plastic gloves. Go in the kitchen, get the dishwashing gloves. They put those on and the koi like slips out of it and it's flopping on the ground. Don't, no, you can't let it die. What do I do? Put it back in the water. We can't put it back in the water because we have to koi nap it. And so koi nap it and then, well, just, here, we'll put it in the little net thing and you put your hands with the dishwashing gloves over it and we'll submerge it for a minute so it doesn't die and then we'll put it in. Do you have a tank? Well, yeah, got a glass one?
Yeah, well, there would have to be like a tank on a truck and then there'd have to be a way to get the fish from the pond to the truck.
That's what I'm saying, and that's where everything's going to go horribly
what
wrong.
What if it's like a bag, like a water bag?
Like they put goldfish in,
you strap it to like a big, like a big stick, you know?
Like a hobo walking down the street?
Yeah, but two people carrying it and you put a bunch of koi in there. It would take more than one trip for sure.
Oh yeah, and you'd need a lot of manpower.
Unless you just have a bunch of those things and you all do it like in a line.
I think what I would like to see is this as a heist movie, but everything goes perfectly smoothly.
Because its concept is so bad.
Yeah, the concept is so bad. It goes completely smoothly until, you know, they maybe deliver it to, or they're trying to sell them or do whatever. That's when things, like, kind of go to shit. Like, well, I wanted an orange koi. Where's the one with the stripes?
Right, right. What if one of them, too, one of the characters sees, like, a news story and the little rich girl whose parents had the koi pond is, like, crying? Because she loved the koi so much, and there's a guilty conscience. So one of them's trying to steal him back.
Or what if the little girl's dying, and it was her make-a-wish to have pet koi fish?
Oh, man. Yeah, what if they do sell them? They sell them to some other rich guy, right?
Right.
And he stocks his pond with them, and then they see that make-a-wish thing, and they're like, shit.
We gotta get
the koi back. So they heist the koi again.
Yeah, they re-heist the koi. And that would be the sequel, re-heist.
And the tagline is, something's fishy.
Oh, something's fishy. Re-heist, something's fishy. Coming soon. Summer 2020.
I'd watch the hell.
And then, unbeknownst to the heisters?
Uh-huh.
Would that be the word you'd call
them? Yeah, sure, heisters.
Heisters.
Let's call them
the coin-appers?
Uh-huh.
They, unbeknownst to them, it turns out that the little girl was misdiagnosed. Oh. And she's okay. Or, you know, she gets cured.
Yeah.
Something happens, but they don't know this yet, so they go to all this trouble to re-heist. Right.
There's your third movie. Re-re-heist.
Re-re-heist.
Yep. But that in that one, it's because the guy who they stole the fish from the second time turns out to be a badass gangster, and he finds them and he says, you get my goddamn fish back or I'm going to kill all of you.
Oh, yeah.
So then they can go steal that other fish guilt-free, basically, to save their own hides.
Right, right.
Right.
Yeah.
And the important thing is, throughout this entire trilogy, no fish die.
None. And then
no fish
die. No fish die. None are hurt or none are injured.
I think a lot of humans should die for different reasons, like, throughout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They've got to be, like, Fast and the Furious size cast we can knock people off.
One of the guys accidentally, you know, like, the fish jumps out of the net, and he goes to get it, but he accidentally, like, slips on it.
Oh, and, like, yeah. And then hits his head on, like, a concrete bench or something.
Concrete. Splits open, and the fish is flopping around, and then another guy's like, do we take care of Jim or the koi? Don't get the koi! Then they get the koi and put it back in the water, and the other guy bleeds out.
If we wanna spin this off into a horror franchise too, maybe there when that happens, the koi is flopping around and gets in the blood because it's a head wound, so it's spraying all over the place. So the koi gets in the blood and gets a taste for human blood, and so when the other guys take him and put him in with the other koi, he becomes like a koi piranha situation. It's a koi piranha situation.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, I mean, either of these work. They can be heist films. I mean, it'd be cool to have a heist franchise and then a spin-off horror franchise.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. So yeah. We could have two and then have at least six movies total.
Right. So just like a little... That moment's a teaser for the spin-off.
And we'll have to definitely, like, allude to it.
Yeah, for sure.
During, you know, throughout the trilogy of the heist movie.
You can even, at the end of the trilogy, if the spin-off happens there, you could have, like... After the ending credits, like, have a couple teaser scenes, you know?
And, like, a quick, like, shot of when one of the guys gets injured in the heist one. Just a shot of the koi, like, he tastes it. And then you just see, like, his eye, his fish eye, like, kind of do a little, like you tell the recognition. Or he's like, this, and he's all.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
And then, like, maybe there's, like, a teenage daughter, and she comes up. She's, Mom, I just got my period. Do you have any tampons? And the fish, you can tell. They're, like, trying to get out of the tank because he smells the blood. Like a shark. Like a great white shark. I don't fucking go in the ocean when I'm on the rag. Fuck that shit. They could smell
it. I don't know. Going in the ocean these days at all is kind of creepy. There's so many sharks. Do you know that the United States in 2018 had the most shark attacks in the whole world?
I'm ashamed to say that I don't know that, because I've always been pretty obsessed with sharks. I'm ashamed that I didn't know that.
Most in the world, which was so surprising to me. I thought it was going to be
like Australia.
Africa or Australia. But it was here, and more than 50% of those attacks in the United States, where did they take place?
California.
Nope.
East Coast. Off the coast of Massachusetts?
Nope.
Okay, I don't know.
Florida,
of course, because mm-hmm. it's Florida.
Yeah, I guess.
That's probably why.
I mean, California was up there.
Yeah.
But Florida had the majority of shark attacks, which was more than half of the ones that happened in this country, which blew my mind.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the 2019 numbers are. They may not be in yet. The year's not over.
No,
we'll still have to wait.
You got time.
But it'll be interesting to see if we're still there or if it's gotten better.
Yeah. Either way.
Either way.
Stay out of the way.
I watched that Crawl movie again.
It was playing on my airplane. I almost watched it.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't, because fucking United Airlines, they have, like, you know, personal device entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my laptop. I'm just going to bring my iPad next time. I never have a problem with my iPad. For some reason, my laptop, I read in advance everything you needed, what browsers it supported. I had all the plugins. Nothing would play on my iPad. It just wouldn't connect. And no. So, but it did on my iPad, I mean on my iPhone. But I'm like, I'm not going to watch Crawl on my iPhone.
No, it's too small.
It's too small. So I watched the Jim Jarmusch movie.
The Dead Don't Die?
The Dead Don't Die.
Did you like it?
I did. I enjoyed it. Did you watch it?
I did. It was sort of, I went with my family, and it was the opposite of when I went with them to see Joker.
Oh, okay. You loved it.
I hated Joker. Right. They loved it. This one they hated.
And I
loved it.
It was fine to watch on my iPhone, but...
I wasn't expecting very much, and Jim Jarmusch is weird. And it, like when it got super meta, it got too meta for them. And it was, like, out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it was out of left field. Which I was fine with. It really didn't bother me. I thought the whole thing was so silly.
Yeah, it was. I thought that... You know, when I saw that Iggy Pop was in it, I was like, he was like the only, you know, fucked up character,
mm-hmm.
zombie character, like, that actually pretty much looked like himself, except dirtier. You know, he's like Tom Waits. He had like this big wig on, you know. You could do a double take at him, like, wait, is that Tom Waits? Oh, it is Tom Waits. But Iggy Pop, it's like, oh, there's Iggy Pop, and he needs a bath.
He's not undead, he just needs a bath.
Yeah, like he just... that's Iggy Pop, all right.
Yeah. He needs to soak for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was amused by that movie. I liked it. But I, you know, I am a sucker for zombies. If there's any sort of care put into your zombie movie... And there are so many zombie movies that are unwatchable. A lot of them are straight to video and all that stuff. Sci-Fi Channel, garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put the slightest amount of care into it, you know, then I'm going to like it. And Dead Don't Die, like, it was having fun.
Yeah, it was having fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I did not watch Crawl on the plane, because I didn't want to watch it on my little iPhone.
Well, I look forward to hearing what you have to say about Crawl.
Oh, I like Crawl. I saw it at the movie theater.
Oh, that's right.
I was the only person in the theater.
Right, right.
So I pretended I was a rich person.
Some people really don't like Crawl.
I thought it was great. I mean, it was exactly, it was a perfect length. It was like an hour and a half. It was fun.
Good. It's a good creature feature beat.
It's a good, exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't, I don't know why people.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. Well, you know, people are, everybody's a critic.
Yeah, I guess so. Why is that?
I don't know.
I should be the only critic.
Well, critically speaking.
Yeah. I mean, my opinion is the one that matters above all opinions. So why have the other opinions is all I'm asking.
I can't answer that question. But I thought Crawl was really fun.
Yeah.
And I liked the premise. Fucking gators.
Yeah, gators. And the sequel writes itself since the meth gator thing happened.
I know. It absolutely.
I want to see a meth gator movie.
I want to see a meth gator movie. I don't want to see a meth gator in person.
I don't. Look, the other thing I like about a movie like Crawl is I'm watching it and I'm like, man, these actors are bringing it and they're doing it and I'm so glad I'm not one of them. Like, usually I watch a movie and I'm like, damn, I could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that looks like fun. I wish I could have done that. But watching Crawl, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Being in that tank with those rain machines.
They earned their paychecks.
I mean, there was a lot of CG in that movie, but it was wet and muddy and cold. And they had to swim in it, and they are submerged in it. Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta respect that.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is Barry Pepper. My lord. What's the actress's name? I always forget her name.
I don't even remember.
I like her. She looks so much like the lady who's in Ready or Not to me.
Florence Pugh.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same girl.
But they look very similar.
Yeah.
You saw Ready or Not, right?
Yeah, I really like that one.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I'm so mad at Fox News for killing it. The movie, like, I was looking forward to all these movies that we're talking about, and I really wasn't disappointed by much. I was, Midsommar I thought was terrible. I don't know what the big deal about that is, but most of the movies that I was looking forward to, I was like, oh, no, this is exactly what I wanted. But the one that I was super excited about was The Hunt.
Oh.
And Fox News called it, like, racist or something.
Yeah, it got...
And they pulled it.
They pulled it.
I was like, what a funny concept. You know what the concept was, right?
I don't remember.
Rich liberal elites pay money to hunt Trump supporters.
That's right, yeah.
It's like
it's
the most...
It's really funny. That's such a funny concept.
And it's just a spin on the most dangerous game, you know, so...
Yeah, no, it's not racist.
And it's like rich liberal elites paying to hunt. It doesn't make them look good.
No.
Why do you think this is like a racist movie? It's obviously a satire and they're making fun of everybody.
Well... That's fucked.
They had to be mad at something.
Yeah, they had to be mad. They needed something to be mad at that day.
Yeah, and they need to feel the victim. If they don't feel the victim, it doesn't fuel their fire. They need to be constantly victimized by the left.
Yep.
Even when nothing is happening to them.
Yep. Somebody went, I got it. There's this movie, The Hunt.
Yeah.
And it's racist because they kill people that are like us. They kill other white people like us.
Who is this consultant?
Yeah.
He's a terrible dummy.
Well, on that note, I want to go to bed so I can sleep through New Year's Eve and just wake up.
That sounds all right.
Well, thanks for coming out on this last...
Yeah, this
day
last
of the year.
This
it's last the podcast
last
of the
podcast
decade
of all
ever.
Of the decade. Of the decade.
The decade.
Not just the year, but the whole decade.
Whole goddamn decade.
This is fucking history, man.
I know.
So excited.
I know, I am too.
You look it.
I know, I can't contain my glee and my shock and awe of the history we're making.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.